Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, we're going to be talking and praying about learning something new, and specifically about the things we ought to be learning from God and from His Word. And so kind of a follow-up is most of these week's devotions have been for a while now, to the message I shared yesterday as we looked at various stories from Luke chapter 6. And the lessons that Jesus would teach often would be what you might say old material, but taught in a new way, taught in a way that the people listening would learn something new because, well, He taught differently. He didn't just know about God's Word. He knew God's Word. He was and is God's Word. And when we begin to gaze into God's Word and learn from it through a relationship with God's Spirit, through the help of His Spirit living within us, we begin to learn in a new way. Not that God's Word has changed, not that it changes to suit us, but our eyes are opened to see the wonders that are hidden to those living in sin. And so today, as we look at the things that we ought to learn from God's Word, we begin by learning to revere God. Deuteronomy 31, verse 12. God gives these instructions. Assemble the people before me to hear my words so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land, and they may teach them to their children. We think of revering God. We sometimes struggle with what exactly that looks like. What exactly does that mean? We have other words in Scripture that we stumble over probably a little more than the word revere. And similar context, meaning of it, when the Bible talks about fearing God. And there are times where when it talks about fearing God, the context is people caught up in sin. It's people who are living as enemies of God. And there are times where it really does mean that you ought to be afraid. But most of the time when it's talking about the people of God fearing Him, it's really talking about this idea of reverence. That we learn to revere God, to hold Him up above everything else. We give Him the honor, the worship that He alone is due. We revere Him because we hear His words and we understand from His words His holiness, His righteousness, but we also understand from His words His love for us, His mercy. So we hold Him in awe. We consider Him to be different than us, to be someone we want to be like. When we think of that word, it's not a word we use often, at least not in the circles I typically live in. We don't talk about revering people or things on a regular basis. We do it, we just don't talk about it. We don't call it that. We may say we idolize certain people, and as Christians, we tend not to say that because it sounds, well, it sounds contradictory to God's Word. But we see people that we admire, that we respect, that we like what they do. We like who they are. They stand out above their peers. And we show a sense of reverence, a sense of awe at what they're able to accomplish. Sometimes those that we revere deserve it to some level, definitely not to the level that God deserves. But other times our choices, our criteria for revering a person, might need to be examined. There are those that revere various Hollywood stars because of either their acting ability or sometimes just because of their looks. They idolize them. They want to be with them. They talk highly of them. Sometimes it's sports figures, coaches, players, those that excel at a specific game, a specific sport that they're involved in. And so many times when we look at people, in order to revere them in the way that we do, we have to ignore parts of their life that, aren't exactly worthy of reverence. And so when it applies to people, our reverence, our revering of them is, a little suspect. But when it comes to God, there is no dark side. There is no part of Him that we have to ignore in order to revere Him the way He deserves. We revere Him because we learn from His Word how much we need Him. And when we learn from His Word the condition that we're in without Him, we recognize the goodness that He extends towards us. New Testament, we discover that God says everything that happened in the past, in what we call the Old Testament, all of the law and scriptures, the teachings and words of the prophets, were written as schoolmasters, as teachers, so that we might learn of our need for God, of our need for forgiveness, of our need for mercy, of our need to have our sins cleansed because they were plentiful. And our response to a loving God that desires to be in relationship with us, that desires to dwell within us through His Spirit, ought to be one of reverence. Within numerous denominational circles in Christianity, there's a practice of calling their preacher, their guy in charge of the local church, reverend. And while I understand the concept is that they wanted to, I suspect at least, wanted to give value to this work, and many times it created a dilemma in revering someone that was just like us. And God's desire is that our reverence, our honoring, always is designed to lift Him up, to share Him, to be in awe of His Word, His works, His presence. One of the things that I always like to do back in different lifetime ago when working in youth ministry was take young people out in state parks and nature scenes and go on hikes and walks and use those as opportunities that would talk about the beauty of all that God created. Would give credit to God for what we were seeing, even though so many others would claim it just happened. And when we learn to revere God, we not only learn to gaze into His Word and be in awe of who He is. God says when we revere Him, we ought to be teaching that to our children. We ought to be passing along this message, this lifestyle, this practice of giving God credit, giving Him credit for what He's done in our life, to share our story with God being the hero in it, to give Him credit for what He's created and the beauty of what we call nature. It's really God's handiwork. And while mankind has done its best to deface much of that handiwork over the centuries, it still shines. And so today, as we spend time in prayer, as we spend time throughout the day meditating and considering God's Word, it's my prayer that we learn more and more to revere Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love alone is enough that ought to lead us to a place of reverence for You. Because when we really look inside, if we're really truly honest, we're not that lovable. Not all the time. Oh, there are times that we shine, that we do good, that we have great responses and reactions to life, but there are so many other times that our responses to the things that go on around us are definitely not good. And yet You love us. And You want us to be in relationship with You, to be Your children. That we would learn obedience, we would learn reverence, we would learn to honor You. Not simply for all that You do for us, but simply because of who You are. That we would realize that You alone are God and there's none like You. So God, today, help us to consider the people in our world that we tend to revere. And while You do call us to honor individuals who serve well, it's always at a different level than what You call for us to honor You. But may we learn from the ways that we do honor people, that we would learn to be more deliberate in the way that we revere You, the way that we hold You up in our words, in our actions, in our thoughts, in our attitudes, in all that we do. And as we gaze into Your Word and we see more and more why You are worthy of our reverence and worship, may we teach that to our children, to our neighbors, to the people around us. May we be very deliberate about giving You the credit for the work that You're doing in our life, for the work that You're doing in this world, for being God above all. Father, as I pray today, I continue to pray for those that are struggling to understand, who seem to be beaten down by life and are living in the midst of that struggle, not knowing who will ever help them up. And Father, may our reverence for you help us to live with a greater obedience that cares for people. That we would teach through our words and through our actions that you are worthy to be revered. And as we revere you, as we understand from your word just how holy and righteous and merciful and forgiving and loving and caring that you are, may we take those and so many other attributes and may we lift them up as we lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.